come down. It was loaded in, you know, in anticipation, but there were so many people here.
There was a lot of hot air.
That was the meeting.
It's not cooling off properly, so. I'm going to move forward a little bit more and just grab the water. So, ready? Good to move on?
Yeah.
We're going to reconvene this evening's township. We're supervisors meeting for Derry Township. Resuming with item E, 1 through 33, appointment of one member to the zoning hearing board for the unexpired term of Philip Wood.
We have an unexpired term of Phil Wood had resigned this year, so it's an unexpired term of 2.5 years. We did advertise for the position, and we have 7 applicants that would like to be considered. There is a ballot at your seat to vote. If you can vote and pass them down to Chris.
I have to say, while Chris is tabulating these, I was really impressed with the candidates that we got for the zoning hearing board, and I would strongly encourage them to consider applying for other open board positions as we head into 2020. They're all very, very qualified, and it's definitely a difficult decision because everybody would have brought something pretty wonderful to the zoning hearing board. So thanks to the president.
I'll second that. That was a good group of folks. I really regard them.
We're currently deadlocked.
You're going to have to revote.
Can I make a suggestion? Since isn't the next zoning hearing board not until the 21st of August? Could we just wait until the next meeting?
Certainly can.
We just won't wait till the next meeting? No, really?
Would you rather?
I guess you could.
What do you want, Chuck? You want us to?
Be nice to get somebody appointed.
There you go. Get somebody on board. That's kind of like.
But, I mean, do as you please.
I mean, I only vote for the last two, just vote again for.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, well, do you want to just pass them back? It doesn't matter who gets which one, and just. A little bit more than two. Okay.
Let's cross out the line and she's like.
As long as we all don't change our minds, we end up in the same situation.
Everybody changes it the same way.
All of the people who send in an application, and hopefully you'll consider applying for upcoming board positions in January. Next item on the agenda, consideration of replacement project for. Do we have to vote on it, or since there was that was where there was a vote?
That was your vote. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wasn't sure, but I thought that counted as a vote.
We do that in January.
Yeah, that's true.
Who was it?
F. Dean Morgan. Is that okay?
There is public comment
at the end, yes.
They got it.
Next item on the agenda, consideration of a replacement project for handicap accessible ramps. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, this year we attempted to provide our annual voluntary curb and sidewalk program. We had about 33 people interested in it. However, much like last year, because of the volume of work that's out on the street everywhere, we had 2 of the 3 bids.
reluctant to bid, knowing that they were probably going to get about 50% of those 30-some people. So we had no bids for that. But knowing that the board was interested in putting ramps at the intersection of Elm and Ridge on the west side, as we did last year, we backed up and did a request for quotations, sent out five, received one back. That's what we have on the agenda before you tonight, in the amount of $16,123 to install the ramps on the west side of the intersection of Elm and Ridge. If you have any questions, I'll be more happy to answer them.
Just a quick, I don't have any problem with this, but you said that you had two people come in and they didn't bid, but there were 33 people.
They came to the pre-bid.
Okay.
Two contractors came to the pre-bid for about 33 people that were on the list showing interest at that time. Now, historically, probably about 50 to 60% of those people might participate. So they were looking at about 15 to 20 actual jobs out of that. And given the volume of work that they had and that they could possibly get out of that, they chose not to bid at all.
So nobody's going to get their sidewalks repaired?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I mean, it's worth pointing out, too, that the costs have gone up.
Sure.
Over the last several years, pretty substantially. And this year's no exception. I mean, we're looking at $65 a square foot per sidewalk. Last year was
$25.
Wow. So, I mean, things have taken a jump.
Tom, would you notify then all the people that put in a letter requesting to be?
Yes, we notified them that we had no contractor interest at that point.
Is there a way to prioritize these 33 folks? I know you go out and look at their situation, mm-hmm. and say, yeah, one is worse than the other, and maybe, I don't know, some somehow subsidize them.
Well, there's an ordinance that tells us when it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
What is this, Chuck, a quarter or a half inch? I forget.
It's a quarter inch.
Quarter.
We generally measure to the half inch, but it's a quarter inch under accessibility. So are there 33 people with violations? Because I know people voluntarily come onto your program, too. Do you know the difference?
No.
Yeah, these are people that just probably volunteered, a lot of them, not that they
called in.
Well,
some probably
did. I think what I'm trying to get at is I don't think we want sidewalks that are 3, 4, 5, 6 inches out of line. That's why I'm saying if we could prioritize those 33 somehow and work with those folks. I don't know how to do that.
I don't know if prioritizing in that manner is going to fix anything or fix it to any great degree, I guess is what I want to say. I mean, a lot of them are elderly folks.
Yeah, I get that.
There have been a lot of people that have gone out on their own and gotten it done themselves from, I'm forgetting what the contractor is in Palmyra that does it. I think he's...
So you said you already did notify people?
They were already notified that we had no contractor interest.
I wonder if it would be worth maybe a second note and suggested contractors they could contact on their own if they wanted to, you know, reach out and take care of it on their own.
Well, I mean, we do advise them as they call in and question it or want to discuss it that there's contractors in the area. We try and shy away from specifying anyone in particular.
I hate to belabor this, but Chris, is there anything we can do financially to help these folks? If there's some kind of means test? I'm not even sure where I'm going with this, but...
I think that might set a precedent, but I wonder, you know, if Tom, if one of us just called contractor in Palmyra, for example, how much more is it if he came out to an individual's house versus going through the discounted program abruptly, you know?
What makes this difficult from a contractor perspective what makes our program difficult from a contractor perspective is he has to come in with trucks and trailers with his forms on, his equipment, and then he's doing two on Maple, three on Stony Run, six in South Point, a couple in Palmdale. It did well for 25 years, 20, 25 years. It did well. Now, just in the last 2 years, it seems to have become problematic because of the way the construction industry has gone. I mean, everyone's busy and overwhelmed at this point. And I heard something about making it more affordable or easier for folks. We have done that, and we have worked out over the years payment programs over the course of a year for folks, for some that have requested it. I don't know that a jump from $25 a square foot to $65, I don't know that the payment program is going to help in that particular instance. So in an effort to try and I know the board was interested in putting ramps and sidewalk in on that other side. So in an effort to do that, we put a request for quotations out for that and that alone.
Well, maybe we should look at the item for motion tonight.
Yes.
And try to have continue the conversation, not tonight, perhaps tomorrow, where we could try to come up with some ideas. I'm not sure what the liability is for the township if sidewalks aren't repaired. We certainly don't want them falling. You know, we've got a few.
The agenda item tonight is only
the handicap.
Right.
Yes, so I said I didn't want to believe that.
No, but I agree. It needs to be addressed. So. So if we're good with just moving forward with the item on the agenda tonight, I'll make the motion that you award the sidewalk curb replacement project to Southern Ram Construction. That's the second by Mr. Zunino. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries.
Sorry.
No, those are good questions. Next item, G, 135, consideration of Commonwealth Financing Authority and Multimodal Transportation Fund Grant Contract for the Central Road Relocation Project.
Thank you, and I'll try to keep this brief because I know we've talked about this project a lot and you are familiar with the scope. Wow, that's really loud. As a reminder, we were awarded $1 million in funding through the Commonwealth Financing Authority's Multimodal Transportation Fund for the Sand Hill Road Relocation Project. Can I have that one? This project would involve relocating a portion of Sand Hill Road and installing a signal at Sand Hill Road and Fishburne Road. The improvement is shown on the township official map in conjunction with the extension of Hope Drive, an improvement that will help to mitigate congestion on Governor Road. Just to be clear, this project scope would only involve the Sand Hill Road portion at this time. The position that we're in now, fortunately, it was wonderful that we received $1 million in funding. There is a slight funding gap between what we were hoping for working with our project partners, the amount that was requested and the amount that was funded. We've been working hard to work to close that funding gap. However, the grant award offer will expire after 45 days. We're actually beyond that. And the Department of Community and Economic Development has been very, very gracious in working with us to get ducks in a row. So at this point, we're looking to move forward with approving that grant contract. If at some point in the future we would need to either revise and reduce the scope or rescind the acceptance through a letter, we would have an opportunity to do that. This is a reimbursement program, so we wouldn't be in a position of needing to pay back any money. So with that, I'm looking for the board to make a motion to approve the contract for the multimodal funding, transportation funding grant.
A motion to approve the contract as presented?
Second.
I'll make it.
Clearly.
Is it 11 o'clock? We've been here since 5. Yes. So I made the motion. Mr. Smith, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, H1 and 2, consideration of resolution number 1587 to apply the Commonwealth Financing Authority's multimodal transportation fund program to the Sand Hill Road relocation project.
Thank you. This obviously goes hand in hand with the former item. Difference between the amount requested and the amount funded is $730,000. This application would request funding for the balance, continuing to show the matching commitment that was proposed in the first application. That commitment has matching funds provided in the amount of $938,891 to be provided by Santa Cruz Real Estate. Applications are due July 31st. Awards are anticipated to be announced in November. Commonwealth Financing Authority board meeting. As a reminder, that doesn't always happen in November. This year, I think we were notified in April. There is a $100 application fee, but if the board approves this, it would be with the understanding that the matching funds are to be provided, not by the township.
Any questions for Lauren? Hearing none, I'll make the motion. The Township of Gary approved resolution 1587, authorizing the submission of the application to the Commonwealth Financing Authority's Multimodal Transportation Fund Program for the Sand Hill Road Relocation Project, and authorizing me and the Secretary to execute those documents. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries as well. Next item on the agenda, acceptance of performance security for the post-construction stormwater management and erosion sediment solution control program for Colorado Lawn 85 South Hills Drive.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This RG has reviewed the cost estimates prepared by the applicant engineer and has recommended performance security in the amount of $14,358. I recommend that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash performance security in that amount and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Carl Rumbink and the Township for the post-construction stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control plan for his property at 85 South Hills Drive.
Any questions for Chuck? I'll make the motion to approve as stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Last on the agenda tonight, release of performance security provided for the stormwater management plan for Sullivan residents, property improvements, S-2019-006. Chuck.
HRG here again has performed the inspection and provided a written recommendation that the release is warranted. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of performance security in the amount of $6,705, which was provided as cash for the property improvements.
Questions for Chuck? I'll make a motion to approve as stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zimmerman. All those in favor?
Aye.
That concludes the agenda. And the next one on board correspondence. Rick?
I'm all talked out.
Approval of accounts payable. I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable of $1,444,484.69 and payroll of $380,777.26. Do I have a second?
Second.
That was a tie. Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Now, there's one more session of public comment. If anybody would like to keep a comment, Jake, got the floor.
I'll make it quick. In regards to the core rezoning, you're re-looking at everything down there. I just want assurance from the board that that's all you're looking at. Last time we did the comprehensive plan, it cost me $5,000 to monitor, watch everything you're doing down here. A lot of other property owners in this community, the same thing, spent a lot more than that. Is there an assurance from the general public that that's all you're touching with that zoning down there?
Chuck, do you want to elaborate?
That's not exactly.
With the contract that we
what,
have.
$5,000?
No. No, I think if you're referring to the current zoning ordinance, and that is specifically
the study that we're doing is specifically for the downtown. Ultimately, we'll be readopting the zoning ordinance, and we'll be fixing some other minor things at that time.
Within that zone?
Within the ordinance.
So if you are looking at the whole thing?
Not as comprehensively as we did before, no. There's some tweaks that need made.
Can I get rid of erodible soils in my area? According to Dauphin County Soils, it doesn't exist.
Jay, you're killing me.
I know, I won't let it go.
Sit down with me and we'll talk.
All right, I just wanted to know that it's not going to be...
No, that's a good question.
Because...
I mean, I think it's always meant to be a living, breathing...
It is, and I understand that, yes, it is, and I understand. I just wanted assurance I don't have to watch it every day, you know?
Thank you. Anyone else?
Okay, you know, I'm going to congratulate you for your names to this deed tonight. I hope it works out well, and I hope in the next 5 to 10 years it's still owned by the township, and it does have to be sold, and other communities have found it. And is there a budget that was set? I didn't hear any budget number as far as what you're willing to spend.
A budget number
for the cost of the
for the project that was selected.
Yes. Yeah. What is your final over the top budget?
I'm sorry.
It's financing. What's the most you want to finance? I mean, I think the one is about 33 or 36. What was it?
I think it was 33. Thank you.
What if it comes in at 42 again?
Well, then we're going to have to look at it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Somewhere along the line, there's a magic number I think we would shoot for, and that wasn't here.
That's something we have to discuss later. But
the next question is, somebody made a comment, thank you for the $2 million donation. I don't know who she was referring to. But that wouldn't be a bad idea to ask other entities, such as the Derry Township School District, as well as the Aquatic Club, and tell them to kick in a couple million. You know, why should I have to pay my taxes for something, you know, for the benefit of a limited? But like I say, you guys did it, so now we've got to live with it. And I just hope it doesn't backfire us because things like that do happen. Thank you.
And I can assure you and the few people who are left here tonight that the capital campaign will resume, and we've already been in lots of conversations with lots of of folks that we've not chatted publicly about yet.
I think the organizations are crying the most should put up some money.
Yes, we're taking
and
care of that.
It should be, you know, made public.
Okay. Any other public comments, Stephen?
Yeah.
Come up to the microphone and just so we're official here, even though it's 11:03.
I'll keep it short. Actually, Bob was very surprised when I stood up and applauded you for your decision.
Oh, I missed that. I think I was in the day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I wanted to stand up and applaud you.
Well, I knew there was always compromise in this. I took a hard line because it was $8. And I felt that was a role that we needed to play. So I thank you. I believe you did hear from the community at large and came up with a good compromise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Kevin can say something.
Quick.
Okay.
Kevin Ferguson, Quail Hollow Road. So I respect the decision tonight, and I know that it was very difficult. And again, you know, you guys have had the courage to take this project on. You know, which have, but I've got to ask. I mean, a little under $3 million between A&E for construction costs. And operating costs, there was a little bit of a difference there. But, you know, to me, an amusement tax adjustment would have taken care of that.
That's right.
Or gone very long way to take care of that. So that the township could have really gotten something nice here. Really something big. And, you know, Derry Township has the ability of an amusement tax that these other townships don't have. I don't understand why that wasn't addressed. Why was that not taken advantage of? I mean, you could have got this and really not had a whole lot of effect on us. And it wasn't even addressed.
Kevin, you know we can't raise that tax.
I'm sorry?
You know we can't raise that tax, right?
Well, Well, I know how it works. You can ask all the parties involved to increase it as it was just about 6 years ago.
There's just a general misunderstanding about the amusement tax. I've been deep into this. Linda and I have been deep into this. And I don't know if I want to go on very long, but keep in mind there's two different things. There's the ordinance amusement tax and the agreement.
Yeah, I'm talking about the HERCO amusement agreement, right?
Yeah, it's a trilateral agreement.
Yes, I understand that.
And all three parties have.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand all that. I know how.
We have approached them.
Okay. You have approached them.
They're not very willing to talk.
Okay. So that's important, I think, for the public to understand and know that.
Yes.
And we've been coming before you asking you this for years. And I mean, you can look at the amusement tax and see what it is and see whether it's fair or not.
Well, the ordinance amusement tax is 10%, and that's cap.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is you could have asked, and you're saying you did ask. You said the board asked for an amusement tax, correct?
We had conversations.
I'm sorry?
We had conversations.
Okay. And the trust is not interested in doing anything?
The trust doesn't have money.
I'm sorry?
The trust does not have money. The school does.
HGNR.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't understand.
I guess that's what he's asking. Who was in the meeting? That's what he's asking.
It was a conversation with Hershey and the team.
Yeah, Hershey and
not the
team. Well, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the trust controlling everything.
Unfortunately, if it was that simple, we'd have been on it like... I think
what's important.
So how many parties? How many? So there's three of you that you agreed with. How many you agreed to? How many were willing to adjust the amusement tax to give the community a very small adjustment to the amusement tax to give the community something big? How many of the three were? The other two were willing to agree to that.
The conversation didn't move beyond the first conversation with HGNR.
The school is the other party.
Yes. Okay. So
all three have to agree on that.
I understand that. I understand. So HERCO was the one that wasn't interested in.
Yeah, but in their defense, and that we just have not gotten to this yet, but they do need to come, I think, before the public and sort of talk about the holistic relationship. I think it's very easy for all of us to kind of hone in on the amusement tax as their one means of support for the community, and it's a lot bigger picture than that. And I think we even learned something, and I think they need to come and kind of explain that so that everybody understands, you know, from parking taxes to everything else, what their contribution is to the community. I'm not defending now, I'm just saying there's a lot more than just the amusement tax. I think, you know, moving forward, I
appreciate the response. I just respectfully disagree with that. I mean, when you look at the amusement tax the way it is, I think that we're not really getting a fair shake on that. And a small increase is all HERCO had to do was to give us something really big. And they weren't willing to do that. And I think it's important that the community understands that. And if HERCO wants to come and defend themselves, they can do that. But I think it's important that the community would understand that.
Kevin, remember what we have with HERCO is a fee in lieu of tax. It's not a tax, it's a fee in lieu of.
You're talking about the tax agreement itself?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not a tax, it's a fee in lieu of. So they're giving us money instead of a percentage. Well, the other entities that we tax under the ordinance are giving us 10% or a fixed.
Well, the agreement is 10% or 85 cents. The loss are off.
Caps on 85.
So it is a percentage, or it's, let's do how it's defined.
If it's all right, given the hour and the fact that we're aware of certain, although your questions are really important, and just out of the concern of the staff that's been sitting here for so long, let's continue this either later.
I'm done with it. I think it's important to the community.
If I may, just for the verification, this Gary Township tax, if you really look at the way it's played, was started by a politician, drew up a 50-year deal. We got 75 cents, and then like 20 years later, we got extra dime. Did you understand that we've been taxed up to 10%? Wait, let me finish. Now, you've been down here for a meeting with people, and you haven't met with anybody but H&R. Yeah, I said, are you meeting with a school board? Yes. Now you tell me you did. Who is
this? No, we never said that we met with the school board. Ms.
Jason, what did you tell me?
It's Justin. I'm not telling you.
Mr. Gamble, this meeting is over.
Mr. Gamble, we'll continue the conversation. I appreciate your comment.
I'd like to meet with somebody. Who is that with who and when?
Okay.
I've asked that for a year.
You can ask for public comments.
I have some.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you did gavel to me, didn't you?
I did, but I didn't realize that he was standing up, so out of fairness to...
Well, I appreciate you taking that time. I've spent quite a bit of time trying to formulate good, due diligence, fiscal questions to you all. I have received no response. I think I was being very tactful and politically correct, even though my terminology, smoke and mirrors, was used. Now, what does the public have to do to get the simple math accomplished instead of using terms like increased debt service, which doesn't include pay down of the principal, and the misleading terms that are presented, such as economic benefit, as somebody did point out, but I think most of the cheering swimming community has interpreted that as money saved by the taxpayers. What does the public have to do to get a response from this board?
Thank you for your comments.
Meeting adjourned.
Jules, can I borrow one of your blue pens?
Yes.
Thank you.